WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We've taken a little respite from the Maryland Crab Cake Tour because it's the end of July and I'm gearing up. We're going to be doing 31 crab cakes and 31 breweries in 31 days because it's my 31st anniversary, and August has 31 days. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We'll be letting ourselves play. I'll be giving these scratch-offs away. See that? You're laughing at me already. John Martin is our guest from the Maryland Lottery. I've already screwed up the segment by holding the ticket upside down, but people listening on the radio can't hear that or see that, right?
You know what? It counts the same, whether it's upside down, inside out. If it's a winning ticket, we are in our network of 4,400 retailers. We'll gladly process it for you.
Everybody's got like little superstitions too, right? Like if I hold my ticket upside down, maybe that's the winner, right? Like people have that, right?
Oh, it is, you know, that's a whole show in itself. Probably a 3-part episode of superstitions. You know, people, each ticket has a number. You know, they only want a certain number ticket. Even, odd. You know, 22. Whatever is their lucky number. So yeah, people will do, you know, they scratch left to right, top to bottom. They scratch with a lucky penny. They scratch with a nail file. Who knows what? Oh, there are many. Bizarre things that
techniques, I would say.
Techniques. Yes. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Well, I used to have superstitions and now I just go with the flow and I hope that good karma gets me through. What is going on with the Maryland Lottery? I mean,
I'll tell you, you're talking about good karma. Let me tell you this. You ready?
Go ahead. You got winners?
No, look what I did to myself. You know,
Who knows?
Yeah. It was me versus the razor and the razor won.
Well, I mean, I clean that up, man. We all, you know, it's summertime. You got to get right here. But for you with winners and this week and where we are giving money away, my wife saw that the big thing got hit last week. I mean, we pull up in front of the Royal Farms and she's like, oh, somebody won. Wasn't me, you know. So she can still play the other one, though. The other one was $350 million last week.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Breaking news, Mega Millions, $480 million, 480. So, I'm sure Jen is just waiting for that update. So, don't
these things pick up pace like that, don't they? Like they go from 3 to 4 quicker than they go from 1 to 2, right?
Oh,
really?
Absolutely.
Because if you're telling me it's in the upper fours right now, if nobody hits it, it'll be 6 next week, right? Literally.
Well, that happens quick. It slows down a little bit than it used to. I mean, back in the days, you know, when billion-dollar jackpots weren't heard of, it would jump quickly. But, you know, a lot of it is a comparative landscape. So you're right. Powerball was hit last week, so now it got reset, and it's working its slow climb. So when there's such a big jump there, everyone chases the larger jackpot, especially those people who aren't regulars like Jen, who maybe get into it when they see that it's a big number, or they do an office pool, one of my favorite things, you know, pass the hat and they get a few bucks from people in the office, whether it's virtual or in person, and they make a purchase that way. They have some fun with it. And again, above all, please play responsibly. It only takes one ticket to win. When it's $480 million, you don't need to buy hundreds of tickets. That's not the way the game is really designed to work anyway. The odds are really not in your favor buying more tickets like that. So enjoy.
Well, John, I'd say, so you said something about like COVID's affected something here. The office pooling, you know,
yeah.
My wife did that in New Hampshire, you know, 25 years. So she's been playing the lottery forever, especially with the big tickets. It was something her office did when she was a kid. And then that transferred here. She didn't have an office anymore. So, I mean, yeah. That's a little bit of a weird cut because she used to do that all the time. She's like, I'm in on 1/16 of $450 million. I'm like, I think we'd still probably make something work with that. Probably make more of the vacation happen.
Yeah, you know what? There are still plenty of offices. For instance, Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We are here. We obviously can't play the game, but we still have people come in, and I think more and more you're seeing offices do that. And when they do, they're having some fun. They're going to mdlottery.com. They're getting updates on all the jackpots and the promotions. Slowly, quietly, our multi-match jackpot, our in-state game, is now back over $1 million. It's $1.2 million. Remember, it was only a few short weeks ago when it was hit for its record $5.1 million jackpot. So that's a much slower climb. It may take us a full year to get back up to $5 million again. But people enjoy that game. They, of course, enjoy the the fast play games, most notably home run riches. How about them O's?
They're never going to lose again, John. You know, I've come to grips with this, that we're in a real pennant race. Like, I don't even like you're famously a Cleveland Guardian fan, and there've been a couple of good years here and a couple of bad years there. And I was watching the Meatloaf sing the national anthem in 94. I saw Albert Bell there next to Carlos Baerga, next to Kenny. It feels like a minute ago. It's 28 years ago. So, I mean, for the Orioles, this is a pinch me moment when you're 500 at the All-Star break, when you're not supposed to be. This is when it's the most amount of fun. This is where everybody gets into the soap opera, kind of like your point. When it's 500 million, everybody's wants in on it. It's fun. It's fun when they go a week and a half without losing. It's fun when all these young kids are there. And I think it's fun when it hasn't happened in a long time. So you're on the right side of this with home run riches this year. I think you're going to have a lot of excitement with players the rest of the year, because I think they really are in a pennant race because of the wild card situation. This is going to be a fun summer.
It should be. And what makes it more fun is that our home run riches bases loaded fast play game has a progressive rolling jackpot. So while we're taping this, that jackpot, if you were to select the top prize, would be over $115,000. Now, again, this is a $5 fast play ticket. So to get up over north of $100,000, that's rarefied air. That's a pretty good win.
So, hey, if you win that, you can afford playoff tickets. Think about it. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Need to save up. I mean, because they're going to the playoffs, right?
Well, you know, that'd be a lot of fun, because we would then have to look and see how we could maybe extend during the playoffs. I hadn't thought about that. I'm sure our team has.
See, well, but this is one of the issues. Nobody's thinking about the Orioles making the playoffs, but it's July and they're 500, so you got to start thinking about it. I have to start thinking about, like, games in September and viewing parties and
meaningful
things like
game.
That.
That's the adjective. You want meaningful games in September. That's what everybody.
I think that's the hope right now. I think on a baseball side, that is what makes this exciting. And watching the All-Star game next week and all of that, it's that they're at a position where maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they don't. I don't think they're winning the World Series, but I think fans just want to have a good time. This is a fun ride, like playing the lottery. People want to have fun with it, right?
Well, and the fun part, and we've talked about this with their home run riches bases loaded game, is that non-winning tickets are eligible. Actually, all tickets are eligible for the contestant of the game, where if you're selected, you win $500 just for being selected, and you win an additional $500 for each home run the O's hit. And you know what? I don't have my box score from last night. Did they have any homers last night? Do you know?
No home runs. Well, hold on. Let me check here. Cause I mean, I did not check that part of it. I'm trying to think now. I think they did have a home run last night, but go ahead.
Cause we want to pride ourselves in being, having up to the minute information.
That's fine. I'll get you up to the minute information.
You and I, if nothing else, are the last frontier.
They don't hit a lot of home runs, and they won a game 1-0 the other day. Urias hit one last night, and Mateo hit one too. So there you go. All right,
two home runs.
There you go.
So that means Victoria Mannion of Hagerstown, Maryland, won $500 for being selected, $500 for each home run. You're the math expert, Nestor. That would mean a total of
$1,000
plus the $500 for $1,500.
I'm sorry, $500 plus two. Oh, got it. $1,500. Yes. There's a new math. Okay.
Yes. So I'm sure she's very happy about that.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at how Lyles went 7 innings and pitched pretty well. Yeah. I was like, yeah, me looking at the box score, man.
Yeah. There you go. So that's a lot of fun for people to get excited about. I think it adds another level of excitement to the game. Not only do the O's win on the field, but some lucky lottery player can win and participate in that joy as well.
Well, I tell you what, John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We've got football season starting around the corner. I don't know who wagers on the preseason games, but somebody does. We begin on the 11th of August. I mean, we're inside 30 days now for football season. Give me a little Swark update. Give me a little sports wagering update. Let everybody know where we are on this, because people ask me all the time. They know you come on the show. And things change from time to time. And, at some point, mobile will be here, too.
Yeah, things do change. Matter of fact, I am wearing my very, very
lucky
tie there. Today we have a Swark meeting.
Oh.
So we expect today that the Swark commissioners will approve the regulations, which are basically the rules for mobile wagering, as well as the rest of the competitive retail brick and mortar locations. Again, just to level set things, the commission has up to 30 brick and mortar retail location licenses that they can award, plus up to 60 mobile licenses that may be awarded. So the regulations are a big part of that. It's the guidelines. It's the roadmap on how to do that. Plus, they should also approve today in draft form the application process. Regs are one thing, but how do you get started? And that's where the application comes in. We still can't get that going yet until the industry analysis, which has been part of the process for the last several months, gets finalized and is published. And once that industry analysis is published, then we can look at definitive timelines to say, okay, the application process is going to go from here to here, then with a review process, and then play it out and say, we should be up and running by this date. Hopefully that date is a 2022 date and not a 2023 date. And then we'd be able to, with a little more certainty, know when mobile wagering can begin here in the state of Maryland.
You know, I'm going to be talking a lot. I'm going to be making picks this year. Luke and I used to make picks back in the day and having some fun. So I'm going to be doing all that. And I had the weirdest email the other day. And these are legitimate things you can wager on, sports wagering. I had if you love the Ravens to make the Super Bowl, let's just say you do, there was a whole set of who they would play. So they're 60-1 if they play the Buccaneers, 70-1 if it's the Rams or, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, exotic, you know, and being a sports fan and playing. And I know you're here to talk lottery stuff. This is another fun thing that just wasn't available, right? I mean, all of these, like, I look at that and I'm thinking, well, if I was going to think that the Ravens are making the Super Bowl anyway, why wouldn't I put $10 on the top five teams? And I, instead of getting 30-1 or whatever, I get 70 or 80. I start to think about the possibilities, and as I had an old a gambling friend here used to work here, just an inducement to get involved by looking at it and say, well, that's a good bet. You know, you would do that. There's just, it's almost paralyzing, but it's super fun. It's kind of like reading a race form. It's a new way to look at all of this. And now it's all legal and it's all sitting here and you can go do it and have fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the key part, you know, have fun with it. And we hope that people are being responsible and they're allocating a portion of their fun money to things like this and betting with their head and not their heart, although it is fun to extrapolate. You know, I got to, if you allow me a little Homerism here, I have to laugh. Clearly, the whole situation with the Browns has yet to play out. But there are some people, and everyone's got an opinion, right? You and I are in the opinion business to some degree. Everybody's got an opinion, but the people are saying, well, if Watson doesn't play all year, the Browns are going to be terrible. And I look at that and say, seriously? Do you understand the NFL? They were 8-9 in third place, incidentally. I won't tell you who was in fourth place, but third place in their little group last year.
But they jettisoned their immature quarterback.
Yeah, so they did that. Why do you think they would all of a sudden fall off the face of the map? I mean, arguably, the rest of the lineup is pretty solid. So
I was going to say that was a progressive move, but I'm just going to leave that alone. Moving him on to Charlotte.
Hey, we'll have fun. We'll have fun with that.
And the football season's going to be fun. But to your point, the Browns thing's interesting from a wagering perspective, right? You look at it and say, who's going to play wherever that number is, over under. Hey, man, if you think the Browns are really going to stink, you got a possibility to go get creative with this if you want to, right? Well, or if you think the Browns are going to be good, you can get creative with that too.
Yeah, and of course, I don't look at it from that perspective. I'm looking at the whole industry from a whole different perspective. But how anyone could even make a wager on that with the uncertainty is beyond. but I'll tell you what is certain. We are going to be at M&T Bank Stadium on July 30th during Ravens camp as a meet the public event. So talk about how it's right upon us. Here it is, the end of
fireworks that night. There's always fireworks that night for the kids.
There you go. There you go. You know, I've never been. Clearly, you've gone to that before.
Oh, no. It's a wonder. I mean, it's one of the great events the Ravens do because it's free. People come. Lots of people have never come to the stadium, don't have tickets, don't have access to the players, don't go to Owings Mills and win the lottery to be able to go out because it's the smallest sort of practice thing that they do now. It's the one night where players – go over, sign. They all like literally fan out all over the field and sign autographs and meet players. I've actually been on the field many times. At the end of practice, we usually talk to coach on the field. And then I've been down there watching. And I see it from the player's perspective. I look up and see the kids' eyes, you know, as they're holding stuff out. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
If I'm a 10, 12-year-old kid, that's got to be something you never forget.
No, and we didn't. My dad never took me to Colts practices, but I went to Colts preseason games and stuff like that. And I mean, I remember as a little boy meeting Lenny Moore right off the first base dugout on 33rd Street. My dad and I had seats down there in like, 77, 78, 79. And my dad's like, that's Lenny Moore. Go get his. I still have the ticket stub with Lenny's autograph on the back. They were playing the Cleveland Browns that day. So Art was probably sitting there in his houndstooth jacket. John Martin is here. He is the director for all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. We've talked a little gaming, talked a lottery. I want to talk racetracks with you because I know we had a couple of winners this week, and I want to give you a chance to promote that because I always see it when I'm at Costas. And, you know, Costas is a racing place, right? You and I have been together at Costas. He has owned the Triantafilos family has had horses for years and years and years, so much so that I went back into the kitchen, John, last time I was here 2 weeks ago doing the crab cake tour. And, you know, Gal took my order. I had to go back and correct it. My wife wanted an extra crab cake, so I went back in. And I looked in the kitchen. I'm like, they got winning horses all along the kitchen. It's all along the bathroom. I'm like, how many horses have won here, Mr. Costas? So for you with racetracks, that's a place where I see people playing that game all the time.
You know, it's a fun game. Again, if you understand what it is and you understand the odds of it, 12 horses in a race. It is a very realistic, but a video graphic representation of a race. And they are numbered 1 to 12, and the odds get longer as you go through 1 to 12. So if you want to bet the long shots, you're betting 9, 10, 11, 12 numbers. If you want to bet the sure things, quotes, air quotes, you're betting 1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, they run it and you have all the exactas, the trifectas, the superfectas. You have the same wagering types that you would at a racetrack. So for people who are horse racing fans and have been for years, instead of waiting 20 minutes in between races, you know, every 4 minutes or so, another race goes off. So if you have certain, but you know, we have people pour over it and the odds on there, like if they were real horses, you know, number 4 won last Tuesday. And I'm thinking,
I always found reading the racing form to be like, I mean, I knew how to do it. I was taught how to do it professionally. 35, I can still read it. I always thought it was the most, it was like a Rorschach test because these horses would do all sorts of things. And you're looking at the wind, the conditions, the track, the field, the purse, the, you know, Lasix added back in the day, like all of that stuff. So I read all of that and it's still like, well, I like that horse's name, you know, or I like that jockey, or I'm with King Leatherberry. He's the trainer I like, or, you know, whatever it is. So even when you read the form, I'm still I'm big on the name. You know, I like to yell out the name of something that's good or funny or, you know, completely inappropriate. I mean, any of those things, that's what I'm going for, the horse's name.
And you still can, because these horses are all named. They're not just numbers. So yeah, if you have somebody who is old school and says, I like the horse's name, then fine. Then pick the horse's name. But we also see then a little different player who likes racetracks. And that is your typical pick three, pick four player who maybe plays, you know, 6-2-5 as their pick three number. Well, pick three runs twice a day. If they really feel strong about the number and they want to play it more than twice a day, then they may shift to racetracks and play that 6-2-5 number as if it were a pick three game, or a four digit number as a superfecta. And that's when some of these folks really get into some long shots. We had a winner.
By the way, I come from a neighborhood, and I I've never said this to you. Okay. I come from a neighborhood where, in my neighborhood, everybody's mother had a number, and when they won, when Miss Edie would win, this is serious. When Miss Edie would win, my number came in. Now my number came in last night. She had a number. So when you say that, That is so true that people.
And you know what? And I'm going to go further.
I'm 936. You know that about me, though, right? 936 is my number, right? You know that.
And I'm not going to go beyond that, but I would venture to say those moms in the neighborhood probably were not getting their tickets from Maryland Lottery and Gaming.
No, they were. No. Seriously? You're wrong. Oh, no, okay. They went up to Zanino's to the store. They would try to send us up there. We couldn't do that, right?
Yeah, right.
But, so I got to go up and get my numbers. You want to take a walk? That's Miss Edie. Wow. And that's like, I hear God Miss bless Edie her. When I say yes. that, you know, yeah. the late great Miss Edie. She was great.
Oh, God bless her. But you know what? We had a wonderful player from Hyattsville who played the long shots, 9, 10, 11, 12, on a super ticket and won, are you sitting down? $62,576 on a $2.40 wager. So
that's real dough.
That's real dough, and it's a long shot.
Well, no wonder I see people so excited in the corner of Costas when they're over there playing, because they are playing.
Oh yeah. But again, you can up and down the spectrum. So if you're a horse racing fan, you'll find some experiences there that are very, very similar. If you're not, but you're a numbers fan, you can appeal to that too. Either way, we hope that people play responsibly.
You know what? I'm gonna play just because I want to see the names of the horses. You know, I'm gonna go over and I'm gonna play, and my wife's gonna video me playing. I'm gonna eat some crab imperial at Costas, and I'm gonna play racetracks because you've talked me into it now. Because it would be fun to have me standing in Costas screaming at the screens the way other people do. I want to be a part of it. I want to play. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're taking the show on the road. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, Goodwill, and of course Restaurant Association of Maryland. Tour kicks off on August the 1st. I'm not telling you where just that. I'm working on all of it. We're putting a lot of things together. John, I'm looking forward to getting a crab cake with you and giving away these fantastic Show Me $10,000 scratch-off tickets. We'll have them all month long in August as well. John, have a great week, man. Look, I don't know much, but the Orioles don't play a whole lot next week, so they can't lose a whole lot next week, so I know they're still going to be in the pennant race next time we get together. So that's going to be my little check-in with you every week. Are the Orioles still in the pennant race? I just want to say that. Because I haven't had a chance to say that.
No, we're having fun. I appreciate the good times, and we will talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, home run riches. I feel richer already for spending a little time with John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. We're putting the show on the road. It's August 1st. You're going to find all of it out at BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.